See, did you ever see the kind of thing that children do? They take a plank or something, put it across a stump, and go up and down.
What is that? A swinging board.
And did you ever call that a seesaw?
Seesaw. That's it. Well, I worked, you see, for the state parks for the last 10 years before I retired, and I worked there. I've had a lot of work for the state before, and I wanted to finish out to get me a little handout from them, a pension. And I had to go. I worked for the state parks, and they had all that kind of stuff: swing boards and seesaws and. I just had a bunch of all that all around in the picnic areas.
Have you ever seen it where they take maybe anchor that plank down in the center and go round and round?
Now that's, I can't think of the name of it.
Did you ever hear anybody call that a flying genie?
Yeah, flying genie. There you go.
If you saw two kids and they were out going up and down on the seesaw, you'd say they were doing what? They were out there. I might say.
I reckon you'd go riding that seesaw board.
did you ever have a special name for the container you might carry coal in or something like that?
I never did have no dealings with coal too much because we didn't, way down here away from the coal mines, and we didn't never use no coal. So I reckon you'd call it a coal bucket. I don't know.
what do you usually call a thing if you want to carry heavy bricks or something, it has a wheel on the front, you push it like
a wheelbarrow?
Did you ever hear anybody call anything else besides wheelbarrow?
Well, they call them, some people call them a wheel bar.
Did you ever hear anybody call that a Georgia buggy or anything like
well,
that?
Well, yeah, they call them Georgia buggies.
Do you ever hear that word much anymore? Is it about, or you don't hear it much, that word, a Georgia buggy?
No, sir. I don't hardly ever hear that anymore at all, because pretty near everything they got now to work with is you don't ever have to use that no more. If you want to use that kind of stuff, you don't have to even think about it because you do much anymore.
Yeah. What do they usually call them, or used to anyway, inside the tire, or the thing inside the
inner tube?
Let's see. Yeah, people use those for floats out around in the water.
Yes, sir, and that's, did you know that's one of the worst things in the world to drown a person with is one of them darn tires?
I didn't know that.
Well, what happens to you, you get out there and maybe you can't swim good. Well, you haven't got nothing to fasten it on with you, and you get in the ring of it, and a lot of time they'll get out of it. I saw too much of that happen out there at the Gulf at them parks, you know. And they'd get out of it, and the wind would puff and hit it, and it'd blow it off, and you could never catch the thing, and you'd drown before you could ever get back. You'd be so far out there. And you couldn't tell them Georgia crackers and Alabama fools that you're going to lie. No, sir. That's just what I call them. It's just darn fools. Out there at that Great Beach State Park out here, just to show you for one instance, that's a big lake. They call it Great Beach Lake.
Yes.
Well, it's landlocked biggest portion of the time, and whenever it the waves would wash up a field in front of the thing, a bar up there in front of it, and you'd have to go over there and dig through it and make a stream for it to wash out and go into the Gulf. And that loose sand, it'd wash out a gully there as big as this house, and waves would be going out of it higher than your head, that water just flying whenever it have a head of water in. We went over there, I took the men and went over there and broke the lake. And there was a guy from up here, somewhere up right close to up to right far out from Alabama, right in there in Montgomery, somewhere up in there. Well, he was on the east side of the thing, and he wanted to go to the west side of where the Great Beach houses was at. And he come over there, and that thing was just flying out of there, and that was in the sand. You just bogged to your knees in that loose sand. And he come up there in the thing, and